From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In the Haitian capital Port-au-Prince today, police fired tear gas and bullets into the air to break up an anti-government protest. Over the past 4 months, 47 people have been killed in demonstrations against the government of President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Miami Herald correspondent Michael Oddi has been covering the rising anger against Aristide's regime.
Oh, man, it's just crazy. I mean, some days have been quiet because I think after the international community expressed some outrage about the demonstration on January 7th, that's the day where you had armed pro-government people shooting at demonstrators and so on. I myself was surrounded by those individuals with the mask, their face covered, heavily armed, who were setting up positions along the city high up, waiting for the demonstrators to come by. So on those days, there are a lot of rock throwing, people driving around in pickup trucks with the guns, and it can get pretty scary.
The people who were doing the shooting, you refer to them as armed government people. Are they members of the militia? Are they members of the army? Are they sort of ad hoc supporters of President Aristide?
Well, they're called chimeres here. That's the term it's used, but that translates to thugs, basically. And these are individuals who support Aristide. Some say that they're paid by Aristide for their support. Some have said the president has not disarmed them, or you know, he's condemned the violence on both sides, but these guys still roam around with weapons.
The anti-government protesters who've been taking to the streets in these huge demonstrations, who are they exactly, and why are they upset? What are they protesting?
Well, they're students. They're members of civil society. They're church-based groups. They're saying that they want the president to resign because he's corrupt, he's trampled on the Constitution, and they have a whole list of alleged abuses that the president has condoned or himself, you know, pushed. After December 5th, which was a particularly nasty demonstration where the head of the university, his legs were broken, and after January 7th, another particularly brutal attack of the demonstrators, I think the opposition is at the point where they're saying they're not talking to Aristide anymore, and it will stop at nothing short than his resignation.
What are some of the social factors of what's going on in Haiti right now that are helping to fuel these huge protests on the streets?
Well, the people of Haiti fought to get Aristide back, clearly, when he was deposed back in 91. And 10 years later, under Aristide, they're saying there's more poverty, there are more hungry people, fewer jobs, almost 80% unemployment. So you have folks saying we're worse off under the guy who we hope would come in and in a sense, kind of like save us.
Let's go back and review just a little bit. President Aristide was first elected in 1990. He was deposed in a coup, restored to power in 94 with the U.S. invasion there in Haiti, then reelected in 2000 in what observers say were flawed elections. What is the relationship now between the U.S. government and President Aristide?
Well, I mean, it depends on who you talk to in Washington. The State Department, basically, his position, Colin Powell, has said both sides need to come together and talk. There's been some talk about a plan to get folks in place discussing elections and so on, and that hasn't happened because both sides are not talking. But Aristide is basically ruling by decree because there's no parliament. The elections were not held because the opposition decided to boycott the election. Aristide accuses them of trying to force him out in a coup, and he always says there's been 32 coups in the history of Haiti, and we don't need another one.
Well, Michael Oddi, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Michael Oddi is Caribbean correspondent with the Miami Herald. He spoke with us from the Haitian capital, Port-au-Prince.